This article follows on from my previous article entitled Busy Work. And in that article, I defined and explained what busy work is and also stepped you through ways to identify and eliminate busy work, moving towards effective work. So what is effective work? What it is the flow through your business of quality information delivered at the right speed to the right place at the right time. So how do we do this? How do we ensure that effective work is the only kind of work that's going on within your business? Firstly, by assembling quality information via IT systems, often supplemented by spreadsheets or analytical tools and other relevant tools. They could be audio tools, they could be a range of tools such as CRM systems and various IT systems that are all about assembling and recording quality information and then applying this quality information to your business and customer knowledge. And all of this is around producing value to the customer. The customer or the prospect that they simply can't say no to, or at least can't say no to most of the time. As we all know, we don't hit 100% success rate with all prospects or clients, but that needs to be a goal. But in reality, it is a journey, not a destination. So firstly, in terms of effective work, assemble quality information. Secondly, we need to relentlessly identify the inputs needed to produce this quality information and capture it and store it and nurture it. And also working within the business team, your teams within your business use this quality information to drive increased revenue and ultimately increase cash flow and profit. It's the revenue and the gross margin on that revenue, the increased revenue and the increased gross margin that is absolutely critical. And the way to drive that, as I said before, relentlessly identify the inputs needed to produce this quality information. The third key action and component of achieving effective work is to praise and recognize the use of this quality information within your business. And quantify where possible the additional revenue that has been achieved by using this information. In some of my previous articles, I've talked about people's need for recognition. And some people enjoy loud backslapping kind of recognition. Other people would much prefer a quiet word. Depends upon their temperament and personality. But praising and recognizing the use of this information and ensuring that it is pivotal within your five KPIs that I've talked about in earlier articles is just the most important action you can possibly take to achieve effective work. This third action bolts in and supports and adds value to your first two sets of actions around effective work. I see constantly a major driver of low business performance in my clients, or occasionally if I've been asked to rescue a business that's failed or is on the verge of failure. It's the inability to either identify or act on the difference between busy work and effective work. And sometimes it's the inability to eliminate the busy work and replace it with effective work. If we consider for a minute what this actually means to a business, the positive effect on any business that substitutes effective work for busy work is often quite hard to believe. Even in tough markets and even in businesses constantly subject to quite vicious competition, what I see is revenue increases of 20 to 30% on a per annum basis, and sometimes recurring 20 to 30% increases. They're actually quite common because a business ends up focusing on what's most important. And when everybody in the business is actually engaged in effective work rather than busy work, the increase in the morale of the people in the business is often quite stunning. One of the most common comments I receive by both business owners and people within client businesses is the term or the phrase, "I wish we'd done that years ago." I just hear this very commonly. And it might sound simple, and it is, but once you hear that in your business, it's a very, very good indicator that you're really focused on and starting to deliver effective work. In terms of effective work, there are two other areas that I would also like you to consider and look to act upon. The first one is identifying real centers of influence and how to identify the real centers of influence for your business. For example, in this area, do you know who your customers are who generate 80% of your revenue? And do you have a specific call plan and sales strategy for each of these customers? So first of all, you need to identify these customers who are generating 80% of your revenue before you can have a specific call plan or sales strategy. Once you have those two elements, have you ever asked them what they think of your service? You should be looking at asking all of your customers, but certainly the customers who generate 80% of your revenue at least once a year. Have you analysed the key customer categories within your business? And have you analysed who are the customers that you should be firing? On that, analysing your customers, you need to end up with A, B, C, and D customers. Most businesses have about 10% of their customers are the D customers. They are the customers who are not worth keeping. They are the customers who are sucking up at least 20 to 30% of all of your precious resource. There is a fear factor around firing these D customers. I do a lot of work on this with my clients, and what they uniformly find is once they've actually identified these D customers and actually looked to fire them and fire them, then they reuse that resource on their A and B customers. Firing sounds like an emotive word. A D customer can in fact be just quietly ignored over time so that they fade away, and that is quite a useful strategy, certainly in Australasia. But overall, understanding who your customers are who generate 80% of your revenue and 80% of your gross margin is a key area around identifying the real COIs within your business. So the D's are important, as I've talked about. You also need to know who the customers are that your business simply cannot afford to lose. They are usually A clients, sometimes B, and very occasionally C, with stellar prospects. Again, this A to D analysis is absolutely critical. So when you've answered these questions and related the answers to these questions in terms of your sales prospects and your key suppliers and key business partners, you'll be well on the way to identifying the real centers of influence within your business. And it is the effective work through your team that needs to be focused on these real centers of influence to move your business forward consistently. So the last point to consider is how to leverage these centers of influence, COIs. The real opportunity here is to do the following four things. First of all, identify your COIs, your customers, prospects, suppliers, and business partners. Secondly, and critically, identify the value that they see in your business offering, and also identify and drive a positive change in the value that you provide that they either want or need. Thirdly, ask your centers of influence for their feedback as to how you can improve value to them. And fourthly, very much last but not least, ask your centers of influence for business referrals. Remember, if they are happy with your business, they will want to help your business. Thank you very much.